Welcome to Coffee and Bottles.
Welcome to Coffee and Bottles. My name is Mathusha, and I'm a full-time working mom who struggled with fertility, but now have a 2-year-old son.
And I'm Adriana, a stay-at-home mom with 3 little kids under 6 years old. And in my past life, I was an early childhood educator.
Okay, I need to include this in our recording before I forget. And I have to tell you, like, I'm telling you as well as recording it.
Okay.
One of our friends told us about this really amazing app. I'm honestly hooked.
What's it called?
Seriously hooked on it. It's called Too Good. So T-O-O, good.
Mm-hmm.
Too, T-O, B. No, sorry.
So it's an app, like an actual app.
Too Good to Go. Have you heard of it?
Too Good. Well, I just searched it in the app store and it's the first thing that comes up.
Yes.
Eat well, so, fight food waste.
Yes. So, okay. So the idea is this app will have a few restaurants or grocery stores or whatever part of it, and they will take all the things that, let's say, you didn't sell for that day but are still good, or maybe it's like on the best before date or the, you know, like all of those things, where it's still good, but maybe there's like a little bit of bruising or something like that, but you can still eat it, but people just won't buy it. So this app sells it, whatever it is that they have in their storage or whatever on display, and they'll sell it for like a really cheap price. Yeah.
I just downloaded the app.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm looking through it. And I'm sorry, this app needs to pay us. Because this is like a real review.
It is. It really is. We did it the other day and we got like a good chunk of fish that was like a little bit grilled and delicious. And then we also got some like pork belly stew, like it was like a Filipino dish. It was so delicious, and it was enough for like 2 people at least.
Can I ask that we cut this out of the recording, because I don't want people to go on here.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Okay, wait, what do you mean? Are you kidding? I don't know.
I am kidding, because these are really good deals. Like, for example, there's a pretzel place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay, recommended for you. So let's see y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, Longo's Maple, they have a surprise bag of assortment of surplus prepared foods. You may receive surplus salad, sides, pasta, or prepared meats. Yes. Items may be close to or on the best before date. Mm-hmm. However, everything will still be good to eat. $7.99.
Yes. Yes. So I actually bought that one today, it's gonna be ready tomorrow. So like the idea, you know, the idea is it's a day old or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. I'll update you. I'll keep you posted about it.
Yes,
and maybe it'll be our post on Monday or something. Hopefully it's not a disappointment, but I don't know. We'll see. I've heard mixed reviews, and also every city, like every town, is different. So it depends on what's around your area and which places are participating. But yeah, I think everyone should really get in on this. It's a great way to like save on, like, help your budget and save with like food waste, because we waste so much food. Oh my gosh, I can't even talk clearly.
I definitely agree with you, but now I am concerned that there's only 3 left of the surprise bag from Nicole's pastry shop.
Okay. You have to be fast. I've realized that like the people in my area are vultures, and they will be on this app like right on the dot. Like they'll say, oh, nothing today, but you know, check back at like 9 something p.m. and then I'll go back like a few minutes after and it's like, sorry, it's sold out. I'm like, are you kidding me? What?
And the funny part is, I want to tell my husband, And it could go, like, I don't know how he's going to react.
Yeah.
He's either going to be like, this is actually a good idea, mm-hmm. or he's going to be like, they're going to give you the crappiest of crap, right? Okay. Like, that's, yeah. those are the two reactions he's going to have. But okay, I'm going to test it out.
Just do like a $4, $5 one. That's what we did. But just to give your husband a good idea.
Sorry.
We have heard about some like Starbucks. Bleh, I seriously can't talk. I'm so excited. Some Starbucks halls where they've been given, you know, like the fresh pastry that you get from Starbucks. Yeah. It's like anything that didn't sell that day. And it's all theirs. I'm like drooling right now.
Yeah. It says pick up for dinner. Yeah. Prepared foods. 5 to 7 p.m. Longo's Maple.
Do it. Do it. I'm ordering from Longo's tomorrow too. So we can both. And you have to send me a picture if you get it. If you do. Okay. I don't know if you will.
I don't think so because we're going to a cottage on Saturday. So if we do get something, it has to be something that leaves our fridge right away.
To go, yeah. And that was my thought too, because I was like, surprise bag, that could be really dangerous. But then I'm like, you know what? We've been doing something called like pantry cooking, where for a while, like I was doing it in the summer, where I wouldn't actually buy groceries every week. Like I would try to skip a week, and then I would just cook whatever's in our pantry. So it would be like maybe pasta one night, or we'd check our freezer and we'd have like chicken or something. And I'm like, you know what, I don't have to keep buying every single week. Like it's such a waste, because sometimes I would buy it, I'd make too much, people would be like, yeah, I'll eat it, and then they never ate it. And it's like, why?
I'm listening to you, but I'm also in shock.
Are you looking at the app?
Yes.
You can be honest. It's okay. I spent a good few hours on there.
Like, Saint Germain Bakery in Richmond Hill sold out at 9:48 p.m. So if I was an hour early, I could have seen what they had.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sure, honestly, it's like, the ones that are participating, they almost have it like every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like some of the stuff, it's not like for us especially, some of the things I've been looking at, it's mostly prepared food. Like I try not to get the ones from like, you know, other supermarkets or whatever. Because I'm like, I want prepared food. Like I don't want to cook. I want something that I can have ready to go. And especially... Mm-hmm. You know, with this week and like all of us waking up super early and everything, it's like we're tired. We want something that we can just pick up and eat. So that was a very, very nice surprise. And thank you to that friend who is possibly a listener for giving us that idea.
Yes, so. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm still looking.
No, that's okay.
Cataldi Fresh Market.
Let's see.
I'm mentioning all these places that are near my house, by the way. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not thinking this through. But this is amazing.
Yeah.
And Pizza is on here.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But it says pick up 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's too bad that you can't be like, oh, I'm going to pick up now.
I know.
Right?
I know. That would, I mean, eventually I think they're going to change.
Last chance.
Ooh,
pizza.
What is it? Ooh.
Your bag from 11 to 11:59 today, $5.99. Your bag may contain a variety of delicious individual slices, pizza, salads, and our french fries.
But 11 to 11:59.
That's a lot of time. Let me send this to Shan.
Okay, just be careful, because, like, I don't want you going out at that
I
hour.
don't go out at night. I don't know if I told you, pregnancy has made me a scaredy cat, so I don't go
You
out at
did
night.
tell me. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And don't worry. I didn't, with or without pregnancy, I'm always a scaredy
Yeah.
cat, so it's all good.
And then another thing I've noticed the last couple weeks, so Facebook has these like has a watch button so you
Oh,
can
yeah.
look at videos. And for some reason, I get like weird videos, and one of the videos that I've seen a couple times are like
Oh no,
why does
paranoid
this
stuff.
child get abused?
Oh no.
Right? And like I'm into crime. Like, and I'm into true crime, so I'm like looking through it, and I'm just watching because like some of it's like Law and Order, scenes from like movies, right? Nothing is like horrible, but even if there's like a slightest argument between a parent and a child, I can't watch it because I and knowing that they're gonna get hit.
What? They show that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with my Facebook.
What the heck?
Yeah, so I
You know
started
what, though?
like closing
Scary
and deleting
thing,
them. Yeah.
the algorithm. If you watch it, it'll be like, oh, she likes that kind of stuff. Let's give her more of it.
And that's the
So,
thing, because like I watch all the true crime stuff, right? So it's like Law and Order, Law and Order, Law and Order. Like I was there for 20 minutes and watched like an episode that I fast forwarded. Like it's just nuts, right? So I can't, like it's just like, yeah.
Maybe you should stick to like happier stuff. Like at
No.
least while you're pregnant. 'Cause I know for me, like I had to avoid sad stuff. 'Cause it was just like it's just too much of a trigger. Oh no. No, not again. Come on.
Sorry, no, it's me,
Oh,
it's
okay.
me.
Yeah. Okay.
He's calling me because I sent him that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me go tell him while
Yeah,
you're on
do
the.
you want? Yeah, it's all good.
No, you can be there. This could be part of the recording,
Okay.
right? Tell him about the app. I go over, walk over.
Wonder what his reaction is going to be.
Shan,
This will be interesting.
I'm still recording. I'm still recording. Is it about the thing I sent you? Okay, so it's $5.99. So there's an app called Too Good to Go.
To go, yeah.
Is that right, Adriana? Too Good to
Yes,
Go.
that's right.
So
I
what
kept
they
saying to
do
be, I don't know why.
is they have like different stores in the area that have like surprise bags or certain items for a reduced price. It's still edible, right? It's still good. It's just that it's the end of the night, maybe, or right? So, save before it's too late. This most of them are for like the next day, pick up at like 5 p.m. or 2 p.m. This is the only one that's like right now. You want it? Your bag may contain a variety of delicious individual slices, pizza, salads, or French fries the store has left over from the day to enjoy. You want it, yes or no? Okay, let's try it. Hey, Jana, we're trying it.
Oh my
So she
gosh.
ordered something from Longo's, but she's picking up tomorrow.
But we also got something from a Filipino grocery store and it
Oh.
was delicious.
So she got something from a Filipino grocery store before, and it was really good. Okay, so quantity, pay.
Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, they're
It's
going for
working.
it.
So it's 37, 37, Major Mackenzie. Go get it.
Oh, and then you have to show the confirmation code or whatever that they.
Oh,
You
you
could just
do.
screen cap it and then send it to Shan. That's
Okay.
what I did with
Tap
it.
when you're in the store and ready to pick up your order, then swipe it yourself and show the order to a member of staff. Here. Pickup confirmed.
Oh.
Do you want to go pick up now? Let me send it, and then you can give them the code. And just tell them it's our first time, so we don't know.
What is it called?
It's Pizza Pizza.
No, what is this thing called?
It's what's the app called? Too Good.
Too Good to Go.
Too Good to Go.
Yeah. My heart is racing right now. Oh my God.
You're so excited. Adriana's very excited for you.
I'm hoping it'll be good. Oh my gosh.
This is all live on the recording. He's going right now, and it's literally across the street.
Oh, really?
It's right next to the pharmacy I was telling you about.
Oh, I'm so worried. Okay.
Just say I have a Too Good to Go package, and this is the code, and show them the code. That's right, Adriana? That should be fine?
Yes, yeah, that's what we did, yeah.
Okay.
And then they'll be like, okay, you just have to confirm on your end when you get home or whatever. Yeah. What? Amazing.
I know he's going to go right now.
Aw. There's husband of the year right there.
It's all for his belly. No, nobody knows.
I'm sure there's more. Yeah. I'm really curious though, because it's like, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I saw on a Facebook group or something, and they were like, oh yeah, we got like a whole table full, or some are like, oh no, it wasn't very much depending on the day or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, oh my god, I wonder. But it's a surprise bag, so you don't even know what you're gonna get.
And that's the thing, it's like when I looked at it, it said the reviews were 2.9 out of 5.
Okay.
So I kind of feel bad, because he's gonna go and be, and if it's not that great, he's gonna be like, that was a waste of money.
But how much was it?
It was $5.99.
Okay, so that would be like what, a slice?
Yeah. So he's like, your bag may contain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 2.9 out of 5.
Okay.
But it says your bag may contain a variety of delicious individual slices, pizza, salads, and our french fries the store has left over from the day to enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it really like depends on how the store does throughout the day.
Yeah. Huh. 2.9.
Okay.
Let's see if it works.
Oh god. Now I feel bad if it's gonna be bad.
Well, I feel bad because he's gonna be like, okay, we're not doing this again.
Aww.
But the price is right.
Okay. Yeah.
And we are crazy, and we like a good deal.
And that's why we're friends.
I sent it to him, and like not even 5 minutes later, he calls me. He's like, what is this now?
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as our friend told us about it, we both got home, and I was like, I'm downloading it right now. Like, we're going to check, and I'm going to be on it.
And this is great because we eat out a lot.
Mm.
We eat out so much.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so bad. Like, we've gotten into the habit where it's like, what should we have this week? Like, what do you feel like?
and that's the thing. And, like, someone from work, because I even eat out at work, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm spending money. And, you know, these days, because I'm pregnant, I spend a little bit more. But usually I'm eating crap, right? Like, cheap, quick eats, right?
Right.
And she's like, you know, I don't mind eating out, but I'd rather take that money, save it, and go out for a nice dinner. I'm like, yeah, we don't do that.
Like, right. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't do nice dinners because every night we're like trying just to eat, right? Like, because it's so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I know, it's tough. Yeah.
It is. It's like, it's not a good excuse, because really and truly, if I really wanted to, I could be like, we're not going anywhere today, and we're gonna meal prep for the week, but then we cut out family time, right? Like if we do that, but but yeah,
I know it's tough. It's like, honestly, I'm kind of like, oh, sorry. I fully lost my train of
thought. No, that's okay.
What was I saying?
And I'm like huffing and puffing because I went up the stairs.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, no. When I was, back when I was working, we went out to lunch like every single Friday.
Yeah.
Every single Friday. I mean, we would obviously talk and complain about our pay, but we went out every single Friday. It was just like, it was a thing to do. It's like a change of pace, a change of flavors and things. And you're right. You're absolutely right. If we were the type, which we should be, but that's a different episode.
Yeah.
Had our date nights and whatever. If we were, you know, so lucky enough to have that type of freedom every week, it would be a different story. But we are not. And we also have a different culture and different husbands with different personalities. So,
I'd be like, can we go to this restaurant that I saw on Instagram? He's like, no, I'm not spending that much for eggs.
Yeah.
I guess we're not going out for brunch then.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, in my defense, ever since like the Instapot and like other inventions, it's been really hard to justify going out for brunch.
Yeah.
And mostly because like, well, I just don't like lineups.
Yeah.
But I don't mind like a nice meal from somewhere every now and then. But like I said, that's another episode where we have to talk about prioritizing date night. Da, da, da. Yes.
Let me tell you.
Preach.
Oh, okay. So I was listening to you.
Oh, okay. No, I was done. I was just like, that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
I was going to say that, like for us right now, and because I'm hormonal, I'm a hormonal pregnant lady. I am so annoyed all the time about little things that he does, and I feel so bad for him sometimes, but sometimes he deserves it. But like things like, you know, someone asked, and I think we've talked about this, where like someone was like, you guys should really like do something before like the other baby comes, like have an overnight and blah blah blah.
And he's like, baby moon.
And he's like, no, that's impossible. And it was just like, you shut it down so fast. And all you had to be like is like, you know, like we'll think about it, or be like, yeah, we should, like, we just need a babysitter and we're good, or something along those lines, right?
Yeah.
And it was all automatic, like, that's impossible.
Now, do you think it was more so the fact that he quickly dismissed it that made you upset?
Yes.
Or like, okay.
Yeah, that was it. And I'm like,
yeah,
it's just this constant, like, you don't want to spend time with me.
Yeah. I know. And sometimes that's how it is, right? Where you're just like, honestly, sometimes I know the answer. Sometimes I know what I'm going to hear.
Yeah.
But I still, it's the way that it's answered. It's the way that it's approached that makes me upset.
Yeah.
Right? Like what you said, like for him to just completely dismiss it and be like, whatever. It's like, yeah, that can be really upsetting. And in that situation, if I'm not so like hot-headed, I would probably be like, you know, it really upset me that you didn't even kind of like take some time to think about it.
Yeah.
Because I think I would really enjoy that. It would be a nice time to like reconnect or something like that.
Yeah.
But knowing me, I would probably just huff and puff and walk away.
and we were sitting there with them, so I didn't say anything, and I'm like, impossible. And I just stayed quiet. Mm-hmm. And I just left it as that. But
yeah,
part of me was just like, and then we talked about it afterwards and I said, you know, it's not impossible. Like it's, he's like, who's going to watch him? Like, no one's going to watch him for us. Like, your parents aren't going to do it. And I said, yeah, I understand that, but we haven't even asked them. We've just automatically assumed that they won't, because they probably won't. But because after that, I did have a conversation with them and they're like, well, when you go to the hospital, we'll watch him.
Right. Okay.
Whereas I'm like, but he needs to practice. And they're like, no, just buy him a big gift and he'll be entertained and you'll be fine. So I'm like, okay. So that completely shut down. Right. And but it's like you could have just took an extra second and be like, you know, I would love to, however,
and it's honestly, it is the way that things are answered, right? Like, so one thing that was really annoying me today was just so I was talking to my husband and I said like maybe 3 or 4 times the same thing. And then he didn't really say anything. So then I was like, okay. So then I mumbled and I was like, I really hate repeating myself. And then he said, what? And I lost it. Yeah. I was just like, seriously? I'm talking about exactly what makes me upset. And you just made that all the more clear. Yeah. And it was just like, this is marriage. This is like, oh my gosh. It's so true. Is he back?
11:03. Oh, okay. No, that was the initial conversation. He said reserve. Did I do something? I'm so sorry. Like I was deep in conversation with you and then I got a message. He said to reserve.
Oh, you didn't reserve.
What does I did reserve? I paid for it.
Okay, so then it should be there. What is he there right now? Do you want to call him?
Oh wait, he just walked through the door.
Okay,
I just paid $5.99. I better get my stuff. Shan, did it work? Okay. Oh, it worked.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Okay, I'll tell you what it is, and then we have to continue what we were talking about.
Okay, sorry.
No, I was going to say I'm sorry. What was it? That's it?
What was
it? So greedy. I'm like, that's it.
What?
It's actually a lot of slices. It's like a small pizza. Right, Jen? Medium, yeah? He's like, it's like a medium.
Yeah. A medium pizza for $5.99?
Well, they're all slices, right? They're all pepperoni slices.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, if you put it together, it could be a small pizza. He's like, no, it's probably a medium.
Wow.
That's pretty good. We got a whole medium pizza for $5.99.
Can you take a picture? Can you take a picture?
Shan, can you? Okay, let me take a picture.
Okay, it's okay.
Here,
I'm way too excited about this. I'm sorry if you guys are upset.
No, not at all.
A medium pizza? Dang. That's like $12.
Here, I'm going to send it to you. So the one that I'm going to send you, there's 2 of those.
Okay. Okay.
This is so good. And it's like from today, right?
Yeah.
It was sitting in the front. It was from today. Look at that.
Holy cow. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, wow. It's huge.
Okay. Did we deliver? Did we deliver? I'm speaking like it's my
Thank you, Adriana.
Oh my gosh. Jeff. Thank your friend.
He said thank you. He's like, I said thank you earlier. I'm like, okay.
No, it's all good. You're so silly. Poor guy, you put him on the spot. Husband of the year.
Too many got pizza. It's great.
Yay.
And we actually cooked today. We made
there
like noodles.
Oh, you actually
Yeah, I actually
Isn't cooked. That the case? Take it for lunch. There you go.
Well, that's the thing. I cooked enough to take for lunch. Oh. And then we're going to cottage. This is great. And then we can eat this on our way to the cottage.
Nice. That'll be good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was just like, yeah, he was at the front. So it's like, you just take him on the front.
What?
This is amazing.
Wonderful. Oh my God. I'm so glad. You have no idea how nervous I was. I was like, oh my God.
I was nervous. This idea too. He wouldn't blame you. You feel like this one. You're like, why did you pick something with 2.9 as the review? Because I'm smart. So funny.
But yeah.
Okay. As you were saying, so you talked to him 3 times, and as soon as you mumbled under your breath, that's when he was like, whoa, like, what are you talking about? Like,
what did you say? I'm like, I don't like repeating myself.
Yeah.
But I already did. Like, it was just, it was so frustrating.
And I always say, I'm like, I'm not wasting my breath again.
Yeah.
I think he'll
retaliate with like, oh, but you wanted to get my attention and you have my attention now you're not saying anything.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes, yeah.
And then I'm the bad guy.
Yes. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I'm the one that, it just keeps going.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm the one who's mad. Mm-hmm. And I can't even be mad because now he's frustrated because I'm not talking to him. I'm like, forget it. I'm exhausted because I've tried to tell you the story 3 times.
Yes. Oh my gosh, the same. But honestly,
yeah.
If I can like dive into this, I feel like it's like biology and psychology, because it's like biologically men have this like attention span. Like they can concentrate on things for so long, especially when we're quite long-winded, as you can tell from our entire conversation tonight.
We're 2 hours later.
Yeah. And I think I've been very fortunate because where he would like say it, he'd be like, oh my gosh, like you've been telling the same story over and over, you're not getting to the point, like just get to the point or you're gonna lose my attention.
Straight
in the back of my mind, yeah, even though I never do it, I'm sorry, and I'm doing it right now,
but no.
I have to remember, okay, get to the point or you're gonna lose their attention. Because the other thing, like psychology, they're always stressed and they're always thinking. Sometimes they like when you start talking about a problem, they're like, okay, how do I fix this?
Yeah.
Like, what can I do? What can I say to make it better? Like, what do they want me to do here? Like, it's, we are a little cryptic, right? Where they're like, are you okay? I'm fine. It's like, why do we do that? Why do we say we're fine when we're really not?
I don't. Because I think it's a form of weakness. I say I'm fine, even though I'm not, because I do not want the other person to think I'm weak, that I'm not able to handle myself.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah.
I much rather just tough it out and bury the feeling than admit defeat.
Yeah, and that's what, like, thankfully, one of the Instagram girls that we follow, she's been talking a lot about acknowledging your feelings and how it's like, and I've been saying this out loud and blatantly, where it's like, I get frustrated when people are like, as soon as you mention your feelings, people get like, you know, it's like a red flag or something. Yeah, they get uncomfortable. And it's like, no, we need to own up to it and be like, you know what? I'm mad right now. Or I'm just annoyed. And maybe I don't even know why, but I am.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
I think
real emotions make people feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Real.
That's why all the time.
Yeah. Because we're told not to show emotion, and we're told not to cry. We're told not to, you know, like, control your anger. Right? You're getting a little hoity-toity. Like,
yes. Or it's right, that time uppity, of month.
Or whatever it is. Yeah. Yes. The pregnancy hormones. All of those things. Like, it's just like you're, it's like other people giving you an excuse for your behavior that's not bad behavior, because you're not harming anyone. You're just telling people how you feel.
Yes.
Like, I'm not harming you by saying, hey, this is how I feel.
Yeah. But apparently it's too much, what's it called? Emotional. Like, it's too much for them. Digest, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my god, what do I do now? They're mad.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
How do I fix this? And it's like, you don't need to fix it. Just be just be good. Just be, you know, just
listen. Just support me. Yeah.
Just listen, please. All I want is for you to listen and acknowledge how I feel and empathize. Oh my god, just freaking empathize.
And maybe that's what we need to be saying. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, I don't want you to solve anything. Like, I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to listen and, like, think about how you would feel in this situation or something like that. Yeah. I was watching this Korean drama, and the girl, like,
is
at one point.
Is it Woo something?
No, it was. We've watched so many at this point with their show. Like,
yeah,
I swear. Oh my gosh, it's so
funny. One that's big on social media that people talk about.
Is it scary?
It's not scary.
Violent? Or
it's about like a socially romantic? Awkward woman.
Oh, that sounds right up my alley. What's it called?
Like, give me one sec.
Okay, no worries.
I'm going to look it up because.
Okay. Good timing. We just finished one or whatever. Gave up on one.
Blue Korean drama.
No, we watched
Extraordinary Attorney Woo.
Oh, okay. I didn't fully pay attention to that one, so maybe I should try that one again. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they like it?
I know Shan's cousin is watching it right now, but it, like, on social media, it was like a really. I was watching like reels and stuff about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So people really, really enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Maybe I'll try that one again.
It's going to be on my list to try after.
Have you seen many or?
No. So Korean dramas are not my thing.
Okay.
So what I'm into is more of like.
Like mystery and like all of.
Yes, but I like. Pakistani dramas.
Oh, okay.
I like, so there's a few on Netflix that I've watched, and I enjoy it. And I've enjoyed it. I've watched like the stories of Rabindranath Tagore, who's like a Bangladeshi poet writer. So I watched that. So I like things, but it's more South Asian. I've stuck really to South Asian and like different parts of South Asia. Okay. So like in Urdu or in Bengali or like so those, I've watched a few of those.
Okay.
I haven't gone into the K-dramas.
Really?
No.
Are they scary? Maybe you can give me the name, because I really liked, remember I was telling you a long time ago we watched Doom and Doom Again and all the ones. Yeah.
Okay.
You can give me the names of some of those.
None of them are scary.
Oh, okay, good. Maybe so that will be our next one. I love movies. It doesn't matter. I mean, mostly not scary, but I will watch like anything. I'm always looking for like new stuff to watch. It's kind of like our replacement date night. We'll just kind of sit in front of the TV and like that's like our shared experience for the day. Sometimes you're really good. The one Korean drama we watched was Crash Landing on You. I really, really liked that one. That was like, it was like a rom-com, but there was some action. And anyway, yeah, sorry, I'm going too deep into this.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and feel free to tag us at #CoffeeAndBottlesPodcast. Thank you for listening to Coffee and Bottles. Keep sipping on.